Time now for the Men's Soccer Staying Gang podcast, and we're visiting with head coach Michael Meacham, who's in his fifth season here at Midwestern State. Last year, the Mustangs 16-3-1, 7-1-0 in the Lone Star Conference, and they also won the postseason tournament. They were the number one seed in the South Central Regional. And, Coach, that's a pretty big campaign that you have to follow up with this year. Do you think the team can reach that same standard this year?
We sure hope so. I mean, I think we did a good job as a staff to bring in the right kind of guys and the right kind of people, the right kind of athletes and soccer players. So yeah, I would hope that we would be able to be able to hold the standard.
So how would you define the right kind of people and player?
Driven. I mean, people that want to be coached, want to be pushed. You know, that want to win. I mean, guys that are really out there to compete and try to win trophies.
And, of course, that's what Midwestern State men's soccer has done through the years. So you have quite a reputation within the conference. And then you started this season with a pair of road games, and you kind of lived up to that reputation. It's a pretty good way to start the season with a couple of big wins.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's always great to play in-region opponents, and especially out of the RMAC. And then when you're able to win those games this early in the season is always really important. And, you know, there's two really good, really well-coached teams, and – you know, I know that they're going to win a lot of games up there in the RMAC, and even the out-of-conference play they have left.
Well, let's take them in order. Let's start with Colorado Mesa. You won that game 3-2, but it seemed like you were much more in control than that one goal scoreline would indicate.
Yes and no. I mean, we started really, really poor, and Mesa started really, really fast and really, really hot, and they jumped on us real quick. I want to say like a minute and a half.
Yeah, so you were in the second minute. You gave up a goal, and this was after an hour delay.
Yeah,
because of inclement weather, so it kind of was a shaky start for you.
No, it
was.
I mean, we all got out there. Both teams were warming up, and gosh, we were probably not even 5 minutes to kick off. And then the AT came over and said, "Now we got to get off Lightning." And you could kind of see it coming, and everybody was like, kind of optimistic that it was going to blow south. And I just kept looking over there. I was like, "Fellas, this isn't blowing south. This is coming west, and it's coming right toward us." So the good thing is. Throughout preseason, we've had a couple of weather delays. We've had some weather kind of just flash up on us out in Wichita Falls, so we were able to kind of use that as kind of a test and kind of a run-through for what could happen in the fall. So we never kind of postponed training. We just jumped in the locker room for an hour, sometimes hour and a half, let it pass through, and then jump back out. So it was kind of good for us, and then obviously, it wasn't good for us. 2 minutes in, we gave up a pretty bad goal, but a well-worked goal from Mesa.
Yeah, and you made the point when we talked to you in the post game, you just weren't able to get that first ball cleared out.
We made a couple of errors, fixable errors, not anything that was too crazy. Had some younger guys in a few positions that, or in a few situations, not really positions that they learned from that, and it didn't happen in game two against Regis. So, I mean, I think. Hopefully we learn from it and it won't happen again.
Well, even after it happened in that opener, it didn't take you long to reply. And by the fifth minute of the game, you had the thing tied up.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, I think the guys had a really, really good reaction. We kind of talked about it after the game. I mean, you felt kind of desperate at that point. Back was up against the wall. You kind of felt the pressure. You were a little bit scared. And sometimes that'll really get you moving. And I think it really got them moving and it really pushed us forward. And you know, we kind of got one foul. The second goal, I think it was kind of a little bit against the run of play because when we scored, Mesa kind of jumped back on it and started taking control of possession and things. And we kind of counter-pressed them and got fouled. And then we played the ball in the box. And then we kind of got fortunate with them not being able to clear it. And we kind of pounced on it. So it was another good reaction.
Did you feel good about your set pieces overall?
Yeah, no. I mean, Mesa's elite on set pieces. I mean, for people that know them and have seen us play them in the past and know John when he was at Eastern, I mean, they're elite on restarts. So fortunately for us, we didn't concede a goal on a restart. And then fortunately for us, we were able to capitalize on a restart, which was really, really good.
Then the second match down in Laredo, you take on Regis, mm-hmm. and you win that game in dominating fashion, winning it 4-0. Having just a pretty short rest, you guys turned around and played really well.
Yeah, no, I'll give all the credit to the boys there. I mean, they showed up. They were ready to go that day. We were used to kind of playing in that kind of weather a little bit more than maybe Regis was. being it so hot and humid, I'm not sure that they really knew what it was going to be like. But our boys were they were up for it, and we kind of took control of that one pretty early. Even though the score line wasn't there until late in the first half, I felt we were pretty good. And obviously, I think on the day they probably weren't as good as they would have liked to have been, and the results probably a little bit skewed for the talent that they have. But we were pretty good on the day.
It's funny you say that, because I was just talking to some football coaches who are hoping Colorado State Pueblo has the same problem when they come down here Saturday to play football.
I'll be honest with you. We've been fortunate enough to play some teams out from out west. And, I mean, last year we played Simon Fraser, and they definitely weren't ready for it. We were playing Westminster, and they weren't really ready for the heat. And those two teams coming down even further south than us this year, I'm not sure that they were ready. I mean, Mesa's a little bit different. I mean, it rained for an hour, and it really wasn't.
It wasn't a typical
Laredo day. Wasn't a Laredo day, and neither was the weather. So that kind of neutraled out. However, later in the day after we got done and they got postponed, and Regis had to play after, I mean, everybody knows Texas, after it rains, it gets humid fast.
Steamy.
So Regis having to do that so back-to-back in humid weather, I'm not sure that they were.
How did that pitch hold up?
It was actually fine. So it was fine. We wished it probably would have gotten mowed before the Saturday contests. But other than that, I mean, it got a little choppy, but it really didn't do bad at all.
Were there some individual performances that stood out to you, some guys that maybe took you by surprise a little bit?
Not really by surprise. I mean, I think Brandon Martinez is really finding his own. I mean, two goals in two games. I mean, all last year he only scored one, and I think he had two assists. I mean, so he's done really, really well over summer playing in the MPSL over the summer in the summer league, and then he's kind of come in really motivated, really kind of fit and focused and ready to go. I mean, you got Mede was back. I mean, he didn't play probably up to what he would say his standard were on Thursday, but then he comes out on Saturday and scores two goals. We have a couple of new guys in Jack Larkin that I think that did really well in the midfield. We have a freshman, Omar, that came out of – he's out of Dallas, that he played really well, starting his first two games in college right off the bat. And as most people kind of know, true freshmen don't really start for us a lot, and he's kind of really shown over preseason that he's got a little something to him. We had quite a few guys step up and do some really big things. I mean, Rory Doyle comes up with a big goal in game two.
He also kind of sacrificed himself. He got taken out by the goalie.
And then the referee said it wasn't a penalty, which was shocking to me. But even you got someone like Rory that, I mean, he played a lot of big minutes for us in last fall. And this year, he's in the first two games, he's come off the bench. And he's been a big, big influence when he's kind of come off from as a sub. Ethan Bonaparte scored the third goal against Mesa, and he kind of came off as a sub. So, I mean, we had some guys that have really, when we've made changes, we've actually gotten better. So that's been really beneficial for us.
I'm curious what your mindset was, having gone through the off-season training, going to Colorado. Were you expecting good results, or did you know what to expect?
I mean, we always want good results. I mean, we are Midwestern, and we expect to win. John at Mesa, they do a really, really good job, even when he was at Eastern. So you never think you're going to score three goals on them. You just don't do that, especially an experienced team like Mesa was, making the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, what they did last year. So we felt pretty good about getting three goals. And then Regis, them knocking us out of the tournament a couple of years ago, we probably had a little bit more motivation to get that game than maybe they did. But scoring seven goals for us in two games, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know we were going to score seven goals.
And you mentioned the three goals, and it turned out you needed them. It was kind of a shaky – we talked about the shaky start, but it was kind of a shaky finish to that first game too.
It left a bad taste in the staff's mouth to give up a goal that late. And the way that we gave them up was – it can't happen again. And I made sure that they understood that after the game and the next day.
Well, and it seemed like they got the message with the way they played on Saturday.
I can't take credit for Saturday. I mean, the boys really showed up and played. I mean, they did everything that was asked of them. And they were actually really good on Saturday.
Well, you got a game coming up again on the road. You're in Claremore to take on Rogers State Thursday. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for in that match? What challenge does Rogers State present?
Rogers State's Rogers State. I mean, everybody knows over the past handful of years that we've been able to play them. Derek Larkin's got a really good group up there. I want to say they're the MIAA now. They were the some other conference, but now I think they've all are fully in the MIAA. So, I mean, they've always been top two or three in that conference since they left the Lone Star, what was the Heartland back then. They're going to be big. They're going to be strong. They'll be athletic. They'll be very organized. We've got a – it's a really, really tough place to play. I think the last time we went there, we drew when it was me and Coach, when me and Elder were together. I want to say that was the last time we played up there. And I want to say it was like 1-1 in overtime. And, I mean, it was a pretty heated contest. So, I mean, I would expect the same.
Yeah, that was back Rogers in again. 2017. The last time you were there in 2018, you won it 4-1.
Yeah, and they jumped on us. I want to say we were down 1-0 at halftime. And then the boys really, really replied and scored four goals in the second half. But, I mean, that's a really, really tough place to play. It's down in a bowl. It's turf. It's really, really hot.
Feels like you're in a walk.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's a real, real tough place to play. And fortunately for us, we've been on the winning side and had some good results against them. And they don't like us too much, so we're going to make sure that
it's funny when you go 9-0-1 against a school how they don't like you. But yeah. You mentioned that the loss to Regis was motivation for you. They're going to be well motivated to take
Correct.
On Midwestern
yeah,
State.
We've written some checks in the past that we've got to be willing to cash in 2022. So,
what's your goal here in non-conference? What are you looking to do as you prepare for conference play?
Man, that's a tough question. I mean, really. I mean, obviously, you want.
That's what we're going to do here every week, Coach. Yeah. We're going to be asking the tough questions.
The biggest thing for me is I've told the boys. I mean, obviously, I want to win every trophy you can, and you want to win every match that you play in. But I mean, the performance for me is the most important. I want them to be able to perform day in, day out, every rep, every game, every half. So we're prepared for when we have to go play the West Texases and the St. Ed's and the Internationals and Lubbock Christians and things like that we've played, the UT Tylers, everybody in our conference is good. I mean, you've got someone like Oklahoma Christian they won one game last year and they've already won two. And they're 2-0. So, I mean, we're arguably one of the top two or three conferences in the country. So every game is going to be something big, and that's why we went out and got the preseason schedule or the out-of-conference schedule that we have to really – kind of get us ready for conference play.
So you would look at this as a tough non-conference schedule.
It's pretty good. I mean, right now you're looking at it with Mason and Regis both splitting on the weekend. You've got Rogers that are 2-0 on the week. You've got Fort Hays that made the Elite Eight last year. You've got Southern Nazarene that won their conference the year before or last year. So, I mean, yeah, I would feel that we have a good out-of-conference schedule.
Well, you mentioned Fort Hays, and you'll be home for the MSU Classic. That's coming up September 8th. Southern Nazarene will take on Texas A&M International in the first game. That'll be a 2:30 game on that Thursday, September 8th, and then you'll be under the lights to take on Fort Hays State here at 7:30. Do you like having a chance to play three matches on the road before you come home, or –
I mean, I would love to play every game at home. I mean, Stang Park's it's a great atmosphere, and teams really don't like to come play here, and especially play us here. They're okay with the neutral site.
Okay
playing neutral site games here. But we've had some really, really good support ever since I've been here. So I would love to play every game at home. But it's always really good to play really strong opponents at away and neutral sites to get you ready and to be able to push for and be able to really – soak it all in when you get to play at home.
At the risk of looking too far ahead, you open conference against West Texas, so it's going to be tough right out of the...
Yeah, our first six games, I mean, Lily, I think you play, like I said, we just play Oklahoma Christian, I want to say, the seventh game of the season. So, I mean, you're looking at teams right there that every team we're going to end up playing is going to be above 500 by the time we play them.
So, I mean, you've got to play Oklahoma Christian twice in that opening stretch.
Yeah, I mean we've got a really, really good schedule and a really good conference, and we're looking to hopefully get another trophy.
So, do you feel like the start that you had, do you, if you, you feel good about.
Yeah, you always feel good when you can go on
when
the
you
road,
get the win.
When you go on the road and get a win against a really good Mesa team that I want to say they're ranked top 10 right now, and then you're able to do it again 48 hours later. You always feel really good about that, especially in region opponents. Everybody knows that the way we make the national tournament sometimes is if we don't win it, you have an at large bid. And if you can take care of business early in the season against in region opponents, those are wins they can't take away from you.
Yeah. And I hear what you're saying, but it's not just that you won, but you played well.
We played really well on Saturday. I mean, I think that was on Thursday. I mean, that was two good teams kind of battling it out, and that could have gone. I mean, in theory, it could have gone either way. I mean, granted, we were up 3-1, but it was still a boxing match. It was still that we were just going back and forth. Mark made some good saves to kind of keep it at 2-1, and then we kind of pounced pretty early in the second half to really kind of get the momentum away from them. And then in the second half, we were really, really good. And then we just kind of had that brain fart for 12 seconds. It was not pretty, but.
I mean, I know you weren't happy with it, but is it understandable that you have something like that happen in the first game? No,
it's not understandable at all. I can understand giving up the first goal. I can. With some things with miscommunication and being young in those two areas where we got it, but not managing the last minute and 12 seconds. We've all been up games with a minute and 12 seconds. That should not have happened.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We're looking forward to doing this every week and talking about Midwestern State Soccer on the Stain Gang podcast.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That's head coach Michael Meacham joining us on the Stain Gang podcast. Hope you'll join us again next week as we talk Midwestern State Soccer.